Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, I love doing these. I'm so blessed and honored that you continue to listen and give me feedback. Please feel free to review this podcast. That's how we keep growing and getting on better guests, whether you review it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever it is. Much love in any of those areas would be much, much, much appreciated. Okay, the topic for this podcast, as you already know, because you clicked on the title, is it is possible. It's possible. This hit me really hard. About a week ago, I randomly met with a couple. It's friends of friends. We're at a party. I got them off by themselves. We started chatting and they just started spilling their beans. And it's an older-ish couple. They're in their early 70s, mid 70s. And it was painful to have this discussion because you could see the regret in their eyes. And they had some struggles financially, they had some struggles with their purpose. And the punchline is they did not think it was possible to recover from this. Let's just be blunt, before death. They thought there was no chance they recover. And to see that pain and that discomfort and really that agony in their eyes that they did not think it was possible destroyed me. I walked away and I felt that pain for them. And I looked back at my whole life. And as some of you know my story, when I was an alcoholic for 15 years, especially those first 10, it's crazy to say first 10, that's a decade of my life. If I live to be 100, that's 10% of my life, in my opinion, I destroyed. But now I can turn around and speak on it and help other people to not do that. And what I want to bring up this story is I did not think it was possible for me to overcome this alcohol addiction. I will never forget this. Driving home from work one day, I was listening to the radio. If anybody remembers this thing called a radio, I was listening to the radio. And they did a poll. They talked to different men. I don't know why it was men, but it was. And they asked, I think a couple hundred men, do you think it's possible to have fun socially without drinking? And I remember that I believe 60% said yes, it is possible to be social and have fun with no alcohol. 40% said no. They had to be drinking at least one or two drinks to take the edge off, to have a little fun, to be social. And this is where I was mentally at that time. I thought those 60% that said they did not need alcohol were lying, flat out lying. That's where I was mentally. I could not believe that people actually lived their life with no alcohol and could still enjoy themselves. Why did I think that? Clearly because that was my lifestyle at the time. Every single time I was social, whether it was going out with friends, hanging out with family, Thanksgiving, Christmas, July 4th, holidays, any of those, I did not understand how people functioned and had fun sober. It just didn't make sense to me because I didn't live it. I was not sober at a family function for over a decade. And the worst part was I would sip on drinks in front of family, but then I would disappear into whatever the house was and take 3, 4, 5 shots in a row. Boom, 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 boom. Then come back out and sip on my mixed drink or beer or whatever it was. So people didn't know how tanked I was really getting. The punchline is, I did not think it was possible to overcome this alcohol addiction. I didn't even understand how people did it. I was very close-minded. I also had no inspiration. I didn't have any friends around me that were sober and also enjoyed their lives. I had nobody to pattern my habits off of. First off, it's my own fault because I did not seek that out. I was just living every day. I wasn't even living. I was existing for 10 plus years. That's it. It's painful for me. I knew I was going to get emotional. It's painful for me to admit that. For 10 years, I was proud of nothing that I did. I hurt people. I hurt romantic relationships. I hurt friendships. I hurt coworkers. And it's painful to think about that. And I share that. And I want to show these emotions because if you're going through it, I want to help you not do that. If I can help one person with this podcast realize that it is possible for you to make a change. And for me, it was alcohol. Now, that was also including losing weight because I was obese. On the BMI scale, I was obese. 200, 5'8", 5'9", and 225 pounds is into the obese. I was absolutely obese. So I had to lose a lot of weight. I lost 60 pounds, but that was a reflection of getting rid of alcohol. And it was also a reflection of this, what's between my ears. It's a mindset. Yes, you have to do the actions. Of course, you have to create better habits, but it starts right there with your mind and believing it's possible. How many times I've speak to groups and people come up to me and say, they don't think it's possible to lose weight. They don't think it's possible to get their finances under control. They don't think it's possible to quit their job and work on their passion and try something different. They don't think it's possible to quit their job and get a new job. They don't think it's possible to find that romantic relationship they've been craving for years. They don't think it's possible. And when you don't think it's possible, you take the actions of somebody that doesn't think it's possible, which is zero. Please believe that I don't care if that couple who's in their mid-70s, if they thought it was possible to work on their finances, to have a new purpose in life, if they truly believed it was possible, what actions would they take to reflect that? I can guarantee you this, a lot more actions than the zero they're currently taking. I hope if you get one little mini message out of this, which could be a huge message in your life, believe it's possible and hit that truth. See where you're holding yourself back and be careful of your messaging in your head and your thoughts and your ideas. What are you thinking? Are you believing it's possible? Or are you believing that it's not possible? So you're taking those actions to reflect that. I can tell you right now, the majority of things in your life and in my life are possible. Yes, it may be painful. You may have to make changes. You may have to lose some friendships and relationships along the way to help you level up. You need to let go of things. Maybe it's subscriptions. Maybe it's something. Maybe it's a streaming service. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a friendship. Maybe it's a mentality you have. Maybe it's an emotion. Maybe you need to let go of an emotion to level up, but it is possible. And the second you start to believe that, life gets really good. I love you. Thank you for taking this podcast journey with me today. I am forever grateful that you listen and tune in and subscribe. Please subscribe. Leave that review if you can. And as always, stay savage. We'll see you all next week. Much love. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.